This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A magical mystery. Moves continue here on the DJV program. Every day you get the ladies of the day along with me on a mission. We're on a mission to support good information. It may not be things that you agree with, but hopefully there is information here that you can use. And I start the hour with the following. But I guess more of a question. The idea of making tax preparation fees free, or do we, because the studies, we're in tax time, money's due, starting today, if you haven't paid the money, you're going to have interest charges and penalties and all that other stuff. But there's a move afoot to pay for the expenses of having your tax return done. The number, I guess, is about half of those who are filing had to go to a professional because the IRS makes it very difficult. The tax codes are creatively difficult and ridiculous, as most of us find when we spend a lot of money. I spend thousands of dollars a year to do my taxes. And so I may be in a different bracket, but if you're a low-wage earner, it ought to be very simple. That's what I thought the 1040A was all about. It's like a postcard.
Yeah, most people aren't spending thousands to do their taxes.
Okay. The average worker spends $100.
This
is the latest IRS stats, but some workers pay up to $600, which is a week of wages for someone who earns $15 an hour. So you're losing a week of earnings just to pay taxes that you've already paid. And the thing is, like the W-2 that I think that's what you're referring to when you get a W-2, all the amount of taxes that have been taken out, it's already right there on one little piece of paper. It should not have to be this difficult or complicated.
If you don't have outside income, right. Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, you can do the easy form for free, can't you, using some of the websites?
Well, like, you can. If you earn less than $73,000, you technically don't have to pay. But the problem, though, and this is what Elizabeth Warren is, and I support this, she's been going after this for years, TurboTax had a contract with the IRS. And so when you went on to, like, IRS.gov and you went to e-file, you were redirected to TurboTax. And TurboTax starts you out with your information, and you think, okay, this is going to be pretty easy and straightforward. I've done this multiple times. And then at the very end, it pushes you into questions that you're like, well, wait a minute, do I need to know that question? And it pushes you into paying for it. So you can't actually hit the button to file until you've paid them $100. And it's like extortion. It's ridiculous. And no one has stopped it. So I give Elizabeth Warren props. This has been something she's been fighting against for a while.
So this is back to, like, the leadership crunch that we have here. As far as I'm concerned, in this case or any case, because I, like you, we all have our prejudices as to people, which she's attached to something, I usually discount it because I find her so annoying, whether that's legitimate or not. That just is kind of part of the human condition. But what is the subtle underlying question here, kind of like what Bernie wanted to do, to have free college for everybody? Do we make the...
I can tell you what will get rid of the IRS and no one will ever have to file a tax return
again. Tax.
Yeah, either a flat or a sales tax.
Yeah,
I'm open for both of those ideas. Solves your problems with immigration. It solves problems with a lot. I don't know. I don't know
but
why everyone
people...
is so... resistant. The government is resistant because they know that it would be more fair.
Well, because they wouldn't have
as many
employees.
They wouldn't make as much money.
They wouldn't, yeah, right. It's just, we have
Imagine
such
that.
Corruption.
They'd have to be more fiscally responsible.
Why do we put up with this stuff? Why have we become so lackadaisical? We complain until the cows come home about this guy's a bad leader, that guy's a bad leader, this policy's bad, that policy's bad. We disagree about lots of things, and therefore, nothing gets done. We're back to the same thread that I presented yesterday and I present over and over and over again until we learn or go back to some semblance of civility so that we can work together. Sure, we ought to have different points of view. We ought to be able to stimulate people with questions that need answers. But at the end of the day, if you're labeled a certain age or you're a certain sex or you're a certain skin color or you're a certain party or whatever it is, ethnicity, then you have no credibility with somebody else who may be of the opposite extreme. And so on and on and on, like the Civil War. The Northerners had no credibility in the South, and the Southerners had no credibility. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. Where does it end? Where does it start? Where do we see, okay, that's not a bad idea. How can we put some other things together with it to make it work? If it's Elizabeth Warren, or whether it's Bernie, or whether it's Biden, or whether it's Trump, or whether it's Santas, well, whoever it is, and if it isn't even political, if, you know, the rules and regulations for masks, okay, we want to take them down. And then this person is going to say, no, I want mandates, and so we're going to go back to court. You know, at some point, common sense has been diluted to almost being not there. There's, you know, and maybe it is an age thing. I'd like to think that people who have seasoned experiences can have perhaps a little bit different judgment quotient. And I go, I'm going to go one step. The screaming headlines about who's getting vaccinated when we went through the pandemic, and then who's getting sick, and how sick are they? And so you look at the people who have had the notables who have had COVID the last 3-4 months. None of them were really sick, but man, it was a scream. This guy's got it. That person's got it. Pelosi's got it. The mayor's got it. Daniel Craig's got it. Jessica. It's
well,
ridiculous.
Thankfully, it's well. Thankfully, that no one was really sick.
I know,
that's
but the
a good
big
thing.
Thing. Yes, but why make a big thing of it? It's over. On to the next thing. You keep scaring people or upsetting people with the same headline, and it's not appropriate. It's the wolf, the crying wolf too much.
Part of it is to keep in COVID preventions for the upcoming election, and that's what a lot of people
that,
are going to fight, and it becomes political, and
yeah.
It becomes ridiculous, and unfortunately, this whole health crisis, which could have been something that united us, became mm-hmm. political, and you know, it was just it's unfortunate. And to your point, I don't think we can get much done. I don't think we can solve the kind of, that's why I think it's kind of laughable, you know, that people get upset when people have different beliefs and try to have a conversation about them, because this is what we need to be doing. If we don't have people from different sides of the aisle sitting down and having a conversation about their different beliefs, we're never going to come to some sort of agreement where, you know, your side doesn't get 100%, my side doesn't get 100%.
No, shouldn't.
But we're never going to fix anything if people shy away from having those conversations. Unfortunately, it's profitable for people to be polarizing right now. And so that's what we get. You know, if I came out with this idea about about a postcard, basically, that is your, or a flat tax or a sales tax.
Yeah.
People would go after me. Elizabeth Warren would come after me and say, I'm just trying to protect the billionaires. No, I'm trying to protect everybody so that they don't have to do their dang taxes anymore.
Billionaires would be worse off.
Is a bloated, weaponized branch
system.
Of the government. Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. But yes,
so
that would be the accusation. Right.
So, all right. So now, if we're talking about the pandemic and what the entrails are of it, the number of uninsured children in the country, the ranks of uninsured children, and this comes about because the reforms to Medicaid have been lifted. That was the number of people who could get this coverage will go away. We'll go back to the way it was before. And so what does that do, and how do we create a situation? When I was a youngster, we didn't have any insurance. I'm not saying that that's the right way about it, but all of these government programs to make it helpful for people who need the help, they always are overcooked. They're always overdone. They always apply to people that shouldn't have it. And the real people who need the help, whether it's menu or lunch at school or meals at school, or whether it's insurance because they can't see the appropriate doctor, there are so many glitches in the system And once again, going back to what we were just talking about, how do we fix him? Because this guy who's on the right will say, this is the way, or we don't need to fix it, we need to eliminate it. The guy on the left says, no, we have to have insurance for everybody. And, of course, neither of those positions are palpable or reasonable or justifiable. But yet, that's what we hear.
Well, I think it's very, I find it very justifiable that every American should have health insurance. And look what happens when you don't. And I've been in the position where I haven't had it, and I've had to go to an ER, and it's thousands of dollars. I mean, it's ridiculous. And back when you were a kid, my mom and I were talking about this, too. She grew up here, the same as you, and she was like, yeah, but the hospital bills, it wasn't $40,000, you know, if you're overnight in the hospital. So insurance is very much needed. But, you know, when it's almost 7 million kids who may not have any Medicaid, then, you know, there's just no protection for the next generation.
But how do you keep it from getting out of, how do you protect those who are paying from having to cover people who don't need it? I don't disagree
with
everybody.
And don't you think it's Victoria that Victoria just nailed it? It's not necessarily that everybody. Here's my argument: is that the government, whenever they run anything, it becomes corrupt, bloated, and inefficient. So government run. I don't disagree that people should have health insurance and they should have easy access to health insurance and there should be programs to help them get health insurance. But when the government runs something, it screws it up. And you look, all you have to do is look at the VA. But wait. This is important because Victoria nailed it. She said, "How did it get so expensive?" And this is what people don't talk about. If you really want to fix the insurance system, you fix the fact that they're charging you $150 for Tylenol. And the reason that hospitals are charging all of that is because they know insurance is only going to pay a small portion of it, or they know that the individual will
That's
only pay a small portion of it, and then they can use that as a loss so that they never have to pay taxes. It's
so then there's another side to that, though, Jen.
Yeah.
The other side to that is that privately run, and I'm a capitalist, privately run hospitals don't offer all the services because there's no money in it. A perfect example of that is here in Framingham. The local Framingham Union Hospital has shut down its cancer care unit because it couldn't make any money. Now people who have need have to drive 25 miles or so to get the treatment. And that somehow just doesn't seem to set well with me anyway. Maybe it's an age thing. I don't have it, thank God, and hope I never have to deal with it. But I know a lot of people who are immobile, and then they have to depend on public transportation. That is, the public pays for a bus to bring them to the service because they can't get around on their own. It's around and around we go. We didn't solve anything, but we had a good discussion. Thank you. 18 after the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's 23 after the hour now on the award-winning DJV. I can say that and really mean it. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, it's the award-winning this, that, and the other thing. And, of course, that's like the official weather station. Who decides that you're the official weather station? Well, in our case, we have, I didn't win it. The girls won. Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay won a Gracie Award. And it's big-time stuff for the big, at the, it's the Beverly Wilshire Hotel,
Beverly,
right?
Beverly Wilshire, yep.
Yeah, on May 24th. So if you want to come, just set aside $6,000 for a seat.
Just mortgage your home.
I'll say
the most expensive award anyone can win.
My God. Okay, Harry Styles has set a new world record. Why? How? What's the scoop here, ladies?
Well, his brand new single is called As It Was, and he broke the record for most streamed track on Spotify in 24 hours in the male category. The song accumulated over 16 million screams from all the young girls who love Harry Styles.
It was really good.
I was one of them, too.
Have you listened to it, the two of you?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
Is it good? Is it that good?
I have not, no. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, he just performed it. He opened the show at Coachella with it before he brought out Shania Twain. So, yeah, so we've got 16 million streams in the first 24 hours, and it was ranked first in streams in 34 countries. And a fellow Brit holds the female title, Adele, whose song Easy on Me got more than 19 million streams on Spotify in the first day. So that also set a Guinness World Record. So congrats to Harry and Adele.
So this is the question about whether those songs, that kind of music, stands the test of time. We hear from the old-timers, oh, it's not Frank Sinatra, and it's not Perry Como. And you think about those like Strangers in the Night. Are these songs as good as Strangers in the Night or music that came from that era, or even Elvis's music or the Beach Boys that we continue to play? Think about the music that's been around for generations. Is it Beethoven? Is it Bach? Well, we have a concerto. Is that what this is? This stuff that good?
Well, no, in 100 years, right?
Okay.
I mean, that's
when I have you in a rest home. That's
yeah,
it.
Nice. Yep, exactly.
The DJV rest home. All right, let's see what's going on here. This guy
has some fun in there.
We could brand entire villages like a DJV brand. And, like, because, you know, they have those communities now that are like 55 and over. Well,
right.
We can do our own version of that.
Yeah. Well, what do you think I'm doing with the Agrohood? It's
yeah.
The same kind of thing. Anyway, that's a story for a different time. What's the story of this Kentucky guy who was fired after he had a panic attack? And this was, he had a birthday party, if I get it correctly.
He told his boss, this is so crazy. Yeah, he has a major social anxiety disorder. He told his boss that he did not want any attention on his birthday at work. The boss ignored that, threw him a birthday party anyway. He had a major panic attack. He got fired for the panic attack and then decided to sue the company, and he got $450,000 awarded to him by a jury.
How
for lost wages and emotional distress.
Think about, could you write a movie? This has got to be a movie, but could you write a script that was this crazy? I mean, real life is crazier than any kind of imaginative thing you can come up with. This is crazy.
Yeah.
The guy says, please don't give me a birthday party. So his nutbird boss gives him a birthday party, almost knowing he's going to go.
Well, no one ever really believes it.
I know. So he goes bananas, and then he gets fired, and... By the way, happy birthday, pal. Yeah. It's 28. Good God. 28 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, will stop enforcing the Biden administration's rule mandating masks on planes, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Many Americans believe it was a constitutional overreach, and a judge in Florida agrees. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel said the Center for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its statutory authority and failed to properly justify its decision. Judge Mazel was appointed by President Trump. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the economic interests of Twitter's board of directors and shareholders are out of line. Mr. Musk at TED 2022.
Having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, is being called out for hypocrisy once again. Schumer is taking in campaign money from a company doing business with Russia. At the same time, Schumer has been criticizing Republicans for doing the same. The man trying to fire the 40-plus year politician, New York GOP Senate candidate Joe Pinion, on Newsmax had this to say.
I mean, look, just par for the course from Chuck Schumer, the same man who fought tooth and nail to prevent individuals like Ted Cruz and others from leveling the preemptive sanctions necessary to prevent Vladimir Putin from running into Ukraine and causing the chaos that we have seen unfold. At that same time, was taking money that had the stench of Russian oppression on it. So this is what we can expect. The rules for thee and not for me that has permeated American politics because of career politicians like Chuck Schumer, 42 years in Congress, 24 years in the United States Senate. Enough is enough because the policies may be offensive, but the outcomes, it's death and despair for the Ukrainians. It is in many ways the end of democracy as we know it here at home.
Harrison Birtwistle, the creator of daringly experimental modern music, who was recognized as one of Britain's greatest contemporary composers, died Monday in southwest England. He was 87. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel like dancing. What do you think, ladies? Does that sound like the new Harry Styles song?
No. Just like that. Mm-hmm.
What does it sound like?
Spitting image. Phil, can you pull up As It Was?
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be cool. All right. We're here on the DJV program not to do things the same way others do. If they do things like Alex Jones, they go bankrupt.
Does that mean that he's doing that so he doesn't have to pay the families?
Of course.
That's disgusting.
Of course it is.
He's even grosser than usual.
Yeah. Well, that's the system, though, under the circumstances. So.
Well, does anybody have, I mean, does he privately own all of his companies? Or do people have, are other people being adversely impacted because he's bankrupting himself?
At the hip to one of the networks that carries, there are about 100 stations that, or on the same network that he was on to carry this program, And my concern, I don't really give a damn about him one way or another. I think I've never made it a secret that I thought he was bad for business. But at any rate, the thing that I'm concerned about is how it affects the company that carries all the programs, our stations, you know, that we have that rely on this. I just hope that everything, the fellow that runs there was a wonderful guy. We've been friends for a long time, a great guy, but got perhaps into a bed with the wrong guy, and so that happens from time to time. I just hope it doesn't affect our delivery systems. We'll see. I'm not suggesting that it will. I don't know the answer to that because people are asking that question because of his own. I mean, he did. The other side of the coin is he did what we're supposed to do in a manner of speaking. It kind of reminds me of the hoopla when Imus got into trouble any number of times for saying things that he was hired to do. That's what his bosses hired him for, so he would say outrageous things that people would talk about. And then when he said outrageous things that people would talk about, he got into trouble and got fired. And in the manner of speaking, even though what Alex Jones said was so outrageous and over the top and, he suffered the fate that in a system where there's freedom of speech, he ought to have suffered it. People ought to be able to say what they want and then suffer the consequences if there's a problem with it. And that's what happened to him, and I guess that's what happened to Imus. But don't tell me, the other side of the coin is, don't tell me to be outrageous so that people will talk about me and then tell me that I can't be outrageous or fire me because I did what you told me to do. And that's kind of, you know, in a world where, like, Alex is self-employed, in a manner of speaking, so he can't sue himself, I was always surprised that Imus didn't go after. I mean, it would have been, he got blacklisted, but I think he had a just cause to go after his employer when he was fired. And I mean, he was on the bench for a while, and then he got hired by somebody else. And that might not have happened if he'd gone after the first ones. And he'd made plenty of money over the years. I think he just was, he was just so surprised. Wait a minute, you told me to do this, so I did it, and now you're firing me? I mean, there's got to be plenty of examples of that stuff, no matter what it wasn't just the radio business or television or entertainment business. There's got to be a lot of guys who work for somebody like Mike Prince.
Sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, right, exactly. Everybody know who Mike Prince is?
Yeah, from Billions.
Right. Yeah, right.
The character, yeah.
Right. Okay, Representative Fred Upton. What do you know about him, Jennifer? I know he's a Republican. He's from Michigan.
That's about it.
That's all? Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
All right. He has been threatened. He got death threats for voting for infrastructure reform and spending. So this is back to what we were talking about before. The world is so cockeyed. People have become so disconnected, disjointed, because this guy supported something the Democrats have basically initiated. So we're going to kill you because you voted with a Democrat.
His family was threatened. I mean, this happens on both sides of the aisle, which I think is just crazy. But it's
so
happening more and more.
He's going to retire. He says,
can you blame him? I think he made a lot of sense. He's like, look, you know, if we say that we want better leadership, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, but essentially what he meant was, you know, this will keep good people from running for office.
Sure does.
And he's not wrong.
Look at the people.
You look at what happened to Kristen. Well, yeah, they get their lives rolled, but you look at the people on the ground. Kristen Sinema getting followed into bathrooms, getting shouted at because she decided she wasn't going to vote for this.
Look at that.
Or Joe Manchin. I mean, as much
Green goes to AOC's office and opens up the mail slot and starts yelling.
Well, that's just one idiot that's been elected. But
why
to have the public.
Elected? Why is somebody like that elected?
Talk
if they're
to
idiots?
The voters who voted her in. But, I mean, but I'm talking about the public.
About.
No, the public, though. They're the ones
why
who are
why do people
just
like to listen to Alex Jones? What's there about that message? You know, what is there? What's going on? Or has there always been people say, well, when you were a kid, you like to listen to Joe Pine. I did like to listen. Joe Pine never hurt anybody. Joe Pine was just crazy. And he was very entertaining because he was crazy. But it wasn't the kind of crazy that said to the parents of the kids in Connecticut, that really didn't happen. That was a hoax. That's not what he said. He would Joe Pyne, you know, nobody, some people probably my age remember Joe Pyne. Joe Pyne was so crazy. He was a military hero, and he got shot up in the Korean War, lost his leg. So he'd get people into the studio, and he'd take his leg off and pound it on the table with people. He'd reach down and take his leg off. Now, you know, who does that kind of crazy? He never hurt anybody. He was crazy. But it was a fun kind of crazy. What Alex Jones said wasn't fun. You know, even the stuff that Ima said, as outrageous as it was, I mean, I don't think the business about the black basketball players was fun, but much of the stuff that he said was fun, or funny, or amusing. I mean, Chris Rock. I don't think I see Chris Pine out doing stand-up. Chris Rock, or what's his face, the guy that I like?
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. I mean, these guys can get a little nasty, but it isn't nasty to the point. I mean, the whole outrage about what happened at the Oscars, you know, nobody got hurt. The phony baloney. I'm upset.
Yeah, right.
But that's what I'm saying. What he said didn't hurt, you know, maybe the old sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but names will never hurt me. Maybe that's an adage we ought to bring back to the surface. But to have a representative like this have death threats, to go back to what happened to Upton, he was in Congress for 30 years. Okay, he'd been there long enough anyway. But he was on with Meet the Jerks over the weekend and said because he voted in favor of the infrastructure bill, he got death threats. What? Are you crazy here?
There's a lot of ignorant people in this country.
My God. How can you serve? I mean, I don't know if this guy was a good congressman or not. It doesn't matter.
I mean, up to the people that he represents to vote him out.
My point is, what I think I know of him is that he was pretty good. Served his constituents, wasn't outrageous, didn't do crazy things, tried to get along with people. And so, as he said, it's what makes it really frightening. So, at your own risk, when you pull off stunts like that, or you have that on your mind, or you want to hurt somebody because of a vote, then you are the problem. You are the problem. All right, let's see what's happening on the coast of California, Jennifer. The Hearst Castle. Imagine what would happen if he was still alive today. The Hearst family was still active. They're going
but
to...
What would they be doing?
I don't know. He's in the media still. I mean, there still is Hearst Media, but it's not controlled by the family anymore. It's a public company. Owns television stations and the Elk. I think it's a couple of newspapers even. But
Cosmo Magazine.
Yeah. Hearst owns Hustler?
Cosmo Magazine.
Oh, I thought you said Hustler.
How did you hear that?
No idea.
Freak?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I don't know where that came from, but that's what I thought I heard.
And how would I know who owns Hustler Magazine?
Well, it was common knowledge that Larry Flint owned it for years.
I couldn't even have told you that. I don't know anything
really?
About it.
You know, yeah. Woody Harrelson played Larry Flint in the movie?
I never saw
that
movie. Yeah, I never saw
it. Yeah, it was actually pretty good. It was a good movie.
It offended your sensibilities or what?
I don't remember when it came out. Was I a kid? I have no idea. I don't remember it. I know he was in it.
Probably a kid, yeah.
And Courtney Love, I think, was in it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it feels like it was in the 90s, maybe.
Yeah, early 90s.
My cry baby.
Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Hearst Castle is going to reopen next month, Jen. And it's actually quite a
fabulous
place.
I've always wanted to go, and I've never made it.
You've never been there?
No, and I know that there's multiple tours that you can do. So.
Have you been to the house along the PCH in Malibu? That was a little,
Getty?
Just a little, the Getty house, yeah, but it was kind of the Hearst, yeah. All right, anyway, the castle has belonged to the state of California, I think, since 1957. It's on a steep incline, and so with all the rain and stuff, half of it flows down to the PCH. But a lot of people go in, 5,000 people, up to 5,000 people a day go over there.
And it looks beautiful. I saw some
of the pictures
online.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. It's a fabulous place.
Yeah, my mom spent a bunch of time. She loves it. I just, for some reason, I don't know why I haven't been. It's one of those places where it's right there, and it's been there my whole life, and I just haven't gone. But you can do indoor tours, garden tours. Like, they have Halloween. They have the haunted tour. It's fun.
There are a lot of things that we, in our own backyard. I've never been to the Gardner Museum in Boston. I've never been interested.
You haven't been to the Gardner?
Yeah.
The Gardner
Museum.
When I was up in visiting you last fall, we tried to go to the Gardner, and it was sold out. And it was literally the one thing besides visiting the farm that I really wanted to do, and I was so bummed.
Why
that is a really special museum. Well, I was an art history major, so that's like my jam. But I just have always the story behind it is interesting.
What kind of art did you study?
All different periods. But there, and the Stuart Gardner, I've seen like four different documentaries on that museum, how she built it, how eccentric she was. There's so much to it.
And then,
of course, the big art heist that's never been solved that they believe Whitey Bulger was involved in.
It was Thomas Crown who took that. You didn't know that?
Yes, it was Pierce Brosnan.
Right.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
You know, last night the original was on.
I've never seen the original.
Brendan and I were talking about it. Brendan called while I was watching it, and he said to me, "Dad, the Pierce Brosnan version is much more fun than the one what's her face? Faye Dunaway was the nemesis, and
she plays Pierce Brosnan's therapist in the newest one."
Yes.
In the newer one,
Faye
Dunaway is in it.
Yes.
Yeah, they give her, it's a fun.
But Rene Russo was the insurance lady who chased him around.
Right, and Dennis Leary was the cop. It's such a good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it is a good movie. And they're going to remake it. Brendan said they're in pre-production now with Michael B. Jordan playing the role of Crown.
If it's a different story, then that's good. But it can't just
be
the same thing.
They used the exact same script with Pierce Brosnan that they had used same thing. Same script. 48 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for a serious competitor.
A super stylish desk that will save me space and money.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace products and design tips curated by Jasmine Roth and Staples Work From Home Style Squad. Now save up to $100 on select chairs. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4:30. Limit 2 in-store only.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tweet this out.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three after the hour now, DJV Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. The weight loss stories continue. We'll have a few of those after we get rid of some of, that's not the right way of putting it. I'm going to say, get rid of some of Jack's thoughts. Jack?
Yes.
Yes, right. So, there are a lot of people who don't like the skin of fruit. They don't eat the skin on a plum. They don't eat the skin on a pear. They don't eat the skin on an apple. You can't eat the skin on an orange or the grapes. You know, people who peel the skin off of the grapes, and this is the most important part. It's like taking the skin off of a potato. You don't, if you don't eat the skin, there's no value to the stuff.
Well, that's about it.
Really? And isn't that true with a whole bunch of other stuff, too?
Well, and you brought up an apple, a raw apple, and preferably an organic one that's not, you know, if you're going to get a commercial apple, at least wash the skin off really well before you eat it. But the nutrition is in the skin. The apple itself, you know, is a carbohydrate, has calcium malate. It's a good source of calcium.
The skin, you're saying, or the
interior? No, the apple itself. The fruit of the apple is a good source of calcium. But most of the minerals that your body requires and the vitamins, they're not in the meat of the apple. They're in the skin. You're up to 332% more vitamin K in the skin of the apple, 142% more vitamin A, 115% more vitamin C, 20% more calcium, 19% more potassium than a peeled apple.
Now, all of those things are good for you. I always ask you about vitamin K, because in my mind, what I learned about vitamin K was if you have just even a little bit too much in your system, it can be pretty dangerous. And so what do we, like, do with vitamin K? Can we live without having a whole lot of it? And is it in some of the things you promote, standard process things, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, your website, Vitamin K come by itself, or is it just there's a sprinkling here and there?
Well, it's in anything green. Anything with chlorophyll is going to have vitamin K in it. So the chlorophyll complex, the cruciferous complex, several different products have vitamin K. But if the vitamin K is coming from a good food source, a healthy food source, and you are a relatively healthy person, you can't overdose on the K because your body will get rid of it. That's one of the great things about Mother Nature. She has made the transport mechanisms of what we need to survive into the body as well as out of body if we get too much of something.
So then we've talked, I think, at one point in time about my father's death or his strokes.
Yes.
And the last one that he had came on a day. He used to take care of the garden at the house, and he loved spinach. So he'd eat a lot of raw spinach, cooked spinach, that sort of thing. And he had a salad, a spinach salad. And 3 hours later, he had his last and fatal stroke. And because it's full of people, the doctor said, oh, I had too much vitamin K in his system. I forever thought I was guilty of killing my father because he ate the spinach out of the garden.
No, no. He had other problems contributing to the clotting problem. Now, vitamin K, you can't clot without vitamin K. That's true. But there's so many. How many other people his age were also somewhere around the country eating a lot of spinach that morning at his age and did not stroke out? There are other contributing factors. You can wash yourself of any guilt there whatsoever, Doug.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm resolved.
There are other things that were going on, and for them to just point at the fact and say, oh, he had too much vitamin K,
but
is nonsense.
But isn't vitamin K is one of those things that stands out, at least in my mind, as being something you really don't want any excess at all. The less you have, the less is better. That's what
if you're getting synthetic K in a synthetic vitamin supplement, yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from food, your body has the transport mechanisms to get the excess out.
All right.
It'll do it through the bile.
Let's not bury the headline here. What Jack wants you to walk away from is to eat the skin of the fruit.
Yes.
The apple, the pear, whatever it is, eat that skin because that's what's most healthy. All right? I think that's the message.
So I have
Here's
time
the
for
message.
One more comment.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Apple peels have been also shown to more effectively inhibit the group of a certain kind of human cancer cell.
I've heard
the liver cell, excuse me.
Yeah.
The liver cell, more so than other components in the apple. Yeah. The peels showed the inhibiting cell proliferation, cancer proliferation, by 50% by eating the skin.
I have an apple every day of my life.
Yes, good.
Every single day of my life. Weight loss stories at Calitrin.com. Talk about staying healthy. If you have any questions about the value of Calitrin, you can have to listen to me or Jack. Go online to toploss.com and see the success stories. And then you become one yourself. Lose the weight and keep it off. Pretty simple. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code for the best deal. Dr. Jack and Doug at 59 past the hour.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.